It should be clear now that teaching American school kids that they are citizens of the world and we are now part of a global economy is a deceitful message. What the globalists want to do is to con us into a plan to add the poor countries around the world to our list of welfare handout recipients. The United Nations globalists gathered in Warsaw, Poland this fall for another conference to devise language to talk the United States into opening our treasury to the world. This gang of globalists used to spread scare talk about global warming. The globe stopped warming 16 years ago. They changed the language to calling it climate change. At their shindig last year in Doha, Qatar, Executive Secretary Christiana Figueres told the world that the real purpose of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change is to bring about a complete transformation of the economic structure of the world. The most recent big climate news was Typhoon Hainan that struck the Philippines, considered nearly impossible. Even the global warming advocates admit that it can take years for scientists to determine whether global warming contributed to that event or to increase its severity. This bunch is still licking its wounds about the refusal of the United States to ratify the Kyoto Protocol. They're now at work to replace the Kyoto Protocol with a new legally binding treaty. It is set for completion and signing in the year 2015 in Paris, France, and to go in effect in 2020. Of course, the United States is paying for all the ongoing UN shenanigans. We pay hundreds of millions of dollars a year in so-called dues, while at least two dozen of the 103 UN members pay only $1,000 in dues or less. Yet they enjoy the same voting privileges that we do.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
As we go into the third hour on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Let me find that. I had a request made of me yesterday, and by golly gosh, I'm going to do it. Where's it? There it is. Let's pull it up. Wherever it is. This is a shout out. This is coming from the Chat Window Warriors, which I've started a dialogue up with. These guys really, really support the show. So this is a quick shout out to Sparkles LaRue, coming from Whiskey 5. Sparkles LaRue, that shout out is for you. Courtesy of Whiskey 5 of the Chat Window Warriors. Good group of people. All over the world. Support the show ravenously. Anybody remember Mel Reynolds? You know, the politician out of Illinois. The gun-grabbing, sex-offending U.S. representative out of Illinois. He was arrested again. on pornography and immigration charges in Zimbabwe. He was arrested at a Harare hotel after he brought several Zimbabwean models and other women to his hotel room and took photos and videos. This is the latest of several legal problems for him. He resigned from his congressional seat in 1995 after he was convicted of 12 counts of statutory rape, obstruction of justice, and solicitation of child pornography. While in prison, he was also convicted of bank and campaign fraud. He was in jail and probably would still be in jail had his sentence not been commuted by President Bill Clinton in January of 2001. Which, you know, that's from one sex offender to another. If rape allegations are to be believed. If you were to ask Bill or Hillary about this for a yes or no answer to the question, is Juanita Broderick a liar? That could possibly put the end to years of speculation. Reynolds succeeded a guy named Gus Savage, who was a House Ethics Committee. It was determined by them he had made improper sexual advances to a female Peace Corps volunteer during an official trip to Africa. He initially changed the charges were racist. And that Reynolds, when challenging him for a seat, had the backing of other racists. During that campaign, Reynolds' backers suspected Savage was behind a drive-by shooting in which the challenger was injured, while the incumbent said the shooting was staged.
This is all happening in Chicago now, mind you. You got a guy in Congress who apparently engineered a drive-by shooting. Reynolds, in turn, was succeeded by Jesse Jackson Jr., who was the national co-chairman of Barack Obama's 2008 presidential campaign, and is currently serving a 30-month sentence after pleading guilty to wire and mail fraud. Is it something about the water? The one thing all these sterling examples of the Chicago political machine share with current office holder Robin Kelly, Reynolds did try to run for that seat again after Jackson vacated it to go start his prison sentence, is the goal of disarming their constituents and their countrymen. And Reynolds has consistently been one of the worst for that. He told CNN's Crossfire in 1993, "If it were up to me, we'd ban them all." It's amazing what Mel Reynolds has in common with the mayors against illegal guns. He joined something called ALSI, this is actually a person, not an organization. He joined ALSI, gun owners erased as Hastings, impeached as a judge for ethical violations, and then naturally elected to Congress by a discriminating constituency to support Major Owens, the Orwellian-named Public Health and Safety Act. The bill was actually a treasonous attempt to ban handguns back when doctrinaire gun grabbers did not feel the need for today's false front that is all about gun safety. And you would have to be paranoid if you think anyone wants to take your guns. Back then, at least they admitted it. Reynolds has also been in cahoots with Dianne Feinstein and Chuck Schumer on the Clinton semi-auto ban and campaigned last year to try to ban them anew prior to heading to Zimbabwe. And the bottom line here is this. You've got this convicted felon, a prohibited person, who is disqualified by federal law from owning a gun himself, and he does not trust you with a gun. This thing, who based on results either cannot or will not control himself, demands to control the rest of us. He was asked in his there was a political satirist that got out there and said he did a little satire about Reynolds, asking what was the biggest danger to children in their community, Reynolds after his conviction for statutory rape, or his lawfully owned and used semi-automatic rifle, or his assault weapon, as they called it. The bottom line here, if you look at the mayors against illegal guns, they also have self-control issues. They cannot control their impulses. They can't control their emotion. They had one that just went to jail for shooting a gun at a stack of books to prove a point. No telling how many of them are on the prohibited persons list. I would say a bunch. And the bottom line here is that uncontrolled degenerate control freaks like Mel Reynolds should never have a say in your rights. They should never have a say in your rights. They can't control themselves. Coming from the desk of David Cadre. And I don't really have time to launch into it. This is just another way to underscore the press bias. And we will talk about that when we get back. Before we go to break, if you haven't been to the RBN, the republicbroadcasting.org webpage, on there you will find in the updates a little blurb about iPads, iPhones, Android devices. This is a sweepstakes put on by Keller Williams Realty. You can enter it. If you download the app, we get a chance. Gun Owners of America and Republic Broadcasting Network, if we win the sweepstakes, we get stronger and continue the fight. And you are entered into a sweepstakes where you could win $50,000. And it takes 5 minutes of your time. Download the app. Support us, please, if you will. I was just asked about the FCC thing. I don't know if the FCC is going to show up at my studio and want to try to talk about my content. Because I got like this, I keep a gun in here all the time. I don't know if they're going to feel good about that. They might be hoplophobic. I'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Like I said, coming from the desk of David Cadreo. David likes to point out the hypocrisy of the quote-unquote authorized journalists, and he is the best at it. And he points out about the editorial pages in three different newspapers in California, Florida, and Kentucky regarding two important gun-related cases that underscore for gun rights advocates why the mainstream press is no longer taken seriously by the firearms community, if not the public in general. In coming out of Santa Rosa, there's a paper called The Press Democrat, and They have an editorial decrying the Ninth Circuit ruling against San Diego's arbitrary and unconstitutional method of not issuing concealed carry permits to law-abiding Californians. They observed, California law accounts for those who shouldn't be packing at all times by authorizing sheriffs and police chiefs to determine who is allowed to carry a concealed weapon in public. To qualify for a permit, the law says applicants must be of good moral character, must have completed a course of training, and must have good cause. How in the hell do you judge someone's moral character if you haven't invested a lot of time knowing them? Is there a credit check on that I didn't know about? Is there something you can find out on Dun and Bradstreet? And you have to complete a course, and of course you have to have good cause. That wasn't enough for them, though. They said these standards hardly qualify as onerous. But they were too much for a federal appeals panel, which shot down California's law in a ruling last week that identified Second Amendment rights broader than any previously recognized by the Supreme Court. They just haven't got to it. Evidently, the editorial writer missed the civil rights struggles in the 1960s when literacy tests were administered to black Americans in southern states that were deliberately designed for the failure of citizens taking the test. Must have missed that part. Last June, there was an article in Slate, which is a liberal rag of a website, that details the egregious Louisiana test. But the philosophy behind it seems not unlike the standards that the press Democrat believes should be applied to the citizens wishing to exercise their constitutionally protected right to bear arms. What other civil rights would they argue to be restricted to those with good moral character and good cause and leave that determination up to a sheriff or a police chief? As if. An opinion piece in the San Diego Union-Tribune Sunday puts the issue in its proper perspective. A right is an entitlement that is not dependent on the whims of authorities. If you have the right to free speech, then you can speak as you choose without seeking permission. The courts let the government enforce a few standards, but it wouldn't be a right if government officials got to preview and restrict what you were planning to say. Now, let's leap across the country to Florida. And I haven't talked about Michael Dunn, okay? The guy that shot the kids because their music was loud. There's a Miami Herald editorial out there about the conviction of Michael Dunn and the shooting that took the life of 17-year-old Jordan Davis. And then also, parallel to Louisville, Kentucky, where the Courier-Journal did the same thing. In their zeal to capitalize on the case to attack a law they don't like, they can't get their story straight, however. Okay, I'm being asked in the chat room about the FCC test. The FCC, Art, wants to get out there and determine whether or not... this is Fairness Doctrine 2.0. That's what it boils down to. Are you giving a balanced approach to the news? Let's go to the phones. Jeff in North Carolina. Yes, sir.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good, sir. How are you?
Pretty good. It's just a disturbing fact. I just started listening to your show, and you were talking about how people are having problems with guns and owning guns and how this anti-gun stuff is taking place. And I've had the pleasure of owning 10 guns and everything. And it seems like to me the only reason why they would be going this hard at guns is because criminals have a way of sticking together when they want to have their victims, you know, disarmed and not able to defend themselves so they can do whatever.
Well, you know, there's a school of thought out there, Jeff, where some of these politicians that go after the gun rights actually enjoy it when they see citizens get killed, whether it's in a carjacking or in a school or whatever setting, because that way they get to capitalize on it. They're waiting for that to happen, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But you know, what flies in the face of all of this is they're always saying, well, you can rely on the police, when there's been more than one court case out there that says the police are not obligated to anyone individual to keep them safe. So it really falls to me and you. And I don't understand, you know, as a litmus test for any politician, the first thing I want to hear them, the first question I have is, do you trust me with a gun? Because you walk around, you probably, you still own 10 guns? Do you carry a gun in North Carolina?
Well, not to make my overall situation where I am now, it's just about, you know, I'm homeless at the actual point, but me, my wife and I have been able to maintain a storage, and yes, I have maintained, even though I've sold two of them off against paying and everything, but learning that the laws change to make do for whatever policies they want to uphold, you know, my belief is that every human being has the right to protect themselves, because the police can't be everywhere,
no,
and people know that. And they can't protect you from somebody who's planning on doing something to you because, you know, let's just face it, you got maybe what, in most cities, you know, you got 300, 400, 500 officers, where you may have 38 officers in a small town, and you got 54,000 people, you know, and then part of those people might have, you know, criminal intent, or you have people that may transient in from other states and areas and towns that might be, they're in an area where, you know, people that do own firearms, you know, legally and lawfully and abide by the law, you know, protect themselves. They know that they've become a victim of trying to break in on somebody and become somebody on the other end of that firearm.
Right.
My belief is that if a person goes into a person's house illegally, and they're asked to leave, and they don't, and they figure they'll make them a victim, which I'm really botching up what I really want to say. My real point is that everybody has a right to protect themselves because the law can't protect in and everybody, as I was listening to your show. And why they're going at this hard is it's got to be a reason to, you know, make you helpless so that they have more to talk about, because I've read all the things that I've listened to and read things on the internet that, you know, every place, including like where Australia and England, where they've had the guns taken, that the crime went up. And we're trying to maintain to keep crime down, give the citizens the right to protect themselves, and then sort it out when they get there. Because once a person is broken into and he can't protect themselves, most of the criminals will carry guns. They will use guns to shoot and kill the person that they, you know, committed a crime against. And a lot of the times they wind up with maybe just a slap on the hand from a technicality from a judge. They might not have one paperwork right or something or anything. But the basic thing is that if a person has a right to protect themselves from a criminal, then the way I feel about it is that the politicians are being enforcing the criminals more than they're enforcing the people that have the rights to protect themselves.
Well, will you do me a favor, Jeff? Can you hold through the break, please? I'd like to continue this conversation with you. And we'll be talking to Jeff from North Carolina when we get back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 1-800-313-9443. Talking to Jeff in North Carolina. Are you still there, sir?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so I guess your question is, why are they doing this when you can't really, you're trying to connect the dots, right?
Yeah.
The interesting thing is when they're doing this. in the last 3 decades, we've watched crime go down across the board, and we've watched gun ownership explode across the board. And it quite clearly isn't the guns. And there's been plenty of if you take gang warfare, which is an unfortunate byproduct of inner city life, if you take that out of the equation and if you just narrow in on who actually does the most crime with guns that are not gang members, you're going to find about less than half of 1% of all America that are career criminals of various stripes, colors, and creeds that do this for a living. And the way it happens is exactly the way you described it. They get caught for something. They go in, but then something happens, and they get released early. They do the crime and don't do the time. And as soon as they come back out, they're predators again, and the first thing they're going to do is steal a gun.
Yeah.
So I guess the answer to the question is that they just want to control every facet of our life.
Well, it seems to me they're going at this harder for and I've listened to the particular reasons, and I kind of agree with the reasons. I mean, I've owned firearms over the past 27 years.
Yes, sir.
And it's never been as hard an issue going back. Remember, I've never remembered this being a real hard issue until the change to the 21st century. And a lot of it seems to be drawn on that they say they're going to try and regulate guns to the point where criminals can't get the guns, but it seems like it's more of the people who are trying to protect themselves by the legal means. The criminals, like people do know, criminals will obtain guns at any means, black market or whatever, theft or whatever, and they're going to do what they want to do, and they're making them happy. And most of the politicians that are against it anyway, most of them have, like, security of some sort and everything else, where everybody's not able to support or afford security.
Yes,
so what's the next best thing you can do? The next best thing you can do is go by the law and what the law advocates for you to say that you own this weapon legally. And if you have to use it, we all know that if you have to use it, it's going to be a case issue with the law and the police department. Did you commit a crime involving you protecting yourself against, I mean, you got forced entries now. I remember back when people used to break in people's houses, they made sure they're not there. Now you're hearing about that they're forcing in whether the person is there or not. And what do? If it's right in the middle of the night and they come in, what do? You might not have a chance to get to your telephone to get the police department. And my house was broken into. It took them an hour and 45 minutes to get an officer there, where the crime had just happened between my wife leaving to go to work and me coming in from work. You know, it was still, you know, tangible that they may catch the person, the individual, because I gave them a list of what was taken. And what was stolen was firearms. And I told them, you need to get that firearm back, because that firearm has a good 400-yard range and it carries a heavy punch. And I've never heard anything from them to this day, whether they recovered them or anything. So it seems like to me they're more in protecting themselves and the criminals. And most of the politicians who are trying to talk up, they're trying to beat them down. And it's not right by all means, because by the Bible gives me the right to protect myself. The law gives me the right to protect myself. Why are you taking away my rights to protect myself and leaving me as a victim? You know, that's the way it hangs basically up. Is you're a victim, and we don't care.
Did Recon come in and get any contact information from you?
No.
Okay.
Recon, when
I let Jeff go, if he would get some contact information, I would be appreciative. You're absolutely right, Jeff. You are 100% right. Everybody on this planet today, and all of our predecessors and everybody coming in behind us, is born with a right to defend themselves. And it doesn't matter what you look like or what shade you are or where you go to church or anything else. And the ones that are doing this, all of their laws, they know. And this is the bad part, Jeff. They know that this is going to impact the law-abiding citizen more than the criminal. They know that.
Yeah.
This is not a case of mistaken identity where they're getting out there and saying, well, this will keep the criminals from doing it. Because, like you said, the criminals don't care. If they're criminals.
Yeah.
One more law on top of a stack of a whole bunch of laws is not going to be the one that makes the light bulb go off in their head and say, I need to change my ways.
Yeah.
But
and they do this, and we know what the example is by when the guns were taken away. I listened to a thing with Piers Morgan up there when they had one other show host up there saying, well, when they took away their guns and everything else, that, you know, their crime statistically, you know, went down and everything else, which I know was hoopla because, you know, I saw a documentary where the guy said that, you know, they asked the criminal, how you feel about that, you know, London is going to make homeowners have to be, you know, go through and get rid of their guns. He said he's just happy. But that gives me cobblage to do whatever I want to, and they can't do anything to defend themselves. He said it's less of a risk now to do my crimes and everything else of what I'm going to do. Didn't have to worry about being shot by somebody defending themselves.
You've nailed it. You have nailed it. When don't hang up, if you will. Okay. I want Recon to get some contact information from you, and we'll discuss some other things later on, you and I. after the show. Okay. Rest assured, you will be hearing from me. And thank you very much for the call. Feel free to call anytime, Jeff.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Nailed it. And it doesn't matter if he just became cognizant of it or if he's known this all along. He nailed it. I love people that are completely in line with reality. Reality is a wonderful thing. Reality is something that you cannot deny. Reality doesn't have an agenda. You know what my agenda is here? My agenda is not necessarily that every one of you listening to me carries a gun like me and trains like I do and is so militant about freedom and everything else. It's that you have the choice. And the difference between me and a gun grabber is they don't want you to have the choice. If you don't want to carry a gun, don't. Your self-protection and the protection of your family, your loved ones, your friends, that's your responsibility to a certain degree. And in fact, you have an obligation to be available to them and not be taken from them by being murdered or by being killed or something like that. But if you don't want to do it, you know what? You are free to choose that option. I was talking about the authorized journalists and about this Dunn cat, and we have a little bit of time left. They're claiming that Mr. Dunn invoked the Florida Stand Your Ground law, claiming he acted in self-defense when he saw Jordan Davis 17 point a shotgun at him. While no gun was found and no one corroborated their claim, the defendant's claim, it apparently was enough to plant doubt in some jurors, who convicted him only of attempted murder for shooting at the teens with Jordan as they fled for their lives. And the question is, this is another attack on the Florida Stand Your Ground law. Did he or didn't he invoke the Stand Your Ground law? His defense, like Zimmerman's defense, was not a stand your ground argument. But they're going after the stand your ground law, and neither one of them are going after Dunn for this fatal irresponsibility. They're more focused on the stand your ground law. What he did, the way he reacted, was so far over the top. One rule of gunfighting is you know where your target is and you know what's behind it. That does not consist of shooting into a car blindly. Another rule of gunfighting, if somebody's pointing a gun at you, you had better be moving. And there's not enough known about this cat. I'm not sorry he got convicted. Let's just put it this way. That was irresponsible on his part to do that. It was tragic on his part to do it. But in the meantime, instead of cracking down on him for this, he's the one at fault. They cracked down on the law, which wasn't, it was not invoked. I just can't make this stuff up. Anyway, we will be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
You own a gun. The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Whew. Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Afraid, bald, and dangerous.
And welcome back. As we get ready to go away on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Coming out of Utah. And Utah should be the first of 50 to do this, folks. Utah is considering a law to increase SWAT raid transparency. Wouldn't that be nice? Following a bunch of raids that have turned out to be somewhat controversial by the state SWAT teams in the recent years, Utah is now poised to vote on a police reform bill that's almost unlike any other implemented in the United States. It has already unanimously passed the Senate's Judiciary, Law Enforcement, and Criminal Justice Committee. The proposal, which requires police agencies to report on the details of their SWAT activity every year, will head to the Senate floor for the vote. It's called SB 185, the Law Enforcement Transparency Bill. It would mandate annual reports not only on the frequency of SWAT team deployment across the state, but also the results of the raids. These reports could potentially make it easier for the public to consider whether police agencies are acting responsibly. That reporting, you know, right now everybody's saying, well, wait a minute. That doesn't sound very, very much like reform. Here's what this would do. If they're deploying somewhere in there, I'm almost certain, without knowing the language of the bill, I haven't looked at it, But there's going to also be cause of raid. So if the cause of the raid is to serve a warrant, and they're going to send in the SWAT with the MRAPs and the plate carriers and all the ninja garb, and they're sending these guys because they know the guy has is a law-abiding gun owner, somewhere in there that will come out, and then that's problematic. That is problematic. And you know what? Communities should have a say in the way police execute these things, these raids. Currently, the only other state that has implemented a transparency bill like this is Maryland, which is shocking. As noted by the Post, these reports have revealed some valuable data, such as the fact nearly 5 raids occur in Maryland every day, half of which are used to respond to suspicions of nonviolent criminal activity. Now, knowing that is fine. They need to act upon that. Roughly 15% of the Maryland raids in 2012 ultimately uncovered zero evidence of contraband, and about one-third concluded with no arrests made at all. That sounds all quite innocuous, doesn't it? Yeah. The battering ram comes through the door. Somebody yells police. They come in. They got their surefires on. You see laser beams of light sweeping across all over the place. All of a sudden, you're looking at a very small opening in what looks like a circle. And that's called a gun barrel. And you're eye to eye with it. And after all of that is done, and they sit there and they handcuff you and put you on your face, or zip tie cuff you and put you on your face, or you're on your face. And if you're lucky, you don't have a knee behind your neck. After all that happens, they stand you back up and say, sorry. Meanwhile, another reform bill that would place restrictions on the police's ability to earn forcible entry permits has also unanimously passed a state house committee, according to local news station KSL-TV. The bill, HB 70, forcible entry amendments, would still permit police to use such a tactic in order to conduct searches, but it would require officers to prove there is no less invasive or confrontational method by which to seek an arrest. Additionally, the bill requires officials to describe investigative activities that have been or will be undertaken prior to executing the search or arrest. So in this particular case, if this were in place, say, in L.A. County, then Eugene Mallory would be alive today, because I don't think going to a judge and saying, well, you know, I was standing downwind and the chemical smell seemed like it was coming from his house. What's your name again? I am confidential informant. Haven't I seen you before? Yes, sir, Your Honor, I've served, because the things you told me I broke the law for. And now you're who? I'm confidential informant. And you smelled drug smells downwind from a house. Was there other houses around it? Yes, sir, but I am like a beagle. That warrant doesn't get signed. Now, in Utah, the straw that has broken the camel's back is Matthew David Stewart, a former Army veteran who is growing marijuana in his Ogden, Utah home. After being tipped off to his behavior, police conducted a raid on his home in January 2012 that exploded into a shootout between the two sides. One officer was killed and others injured, raising questions about both police preparedness as well as the decision to conduct a raid at all. Media inquiry into the incident found that there was no background check run on the individual who gave the tip, and the investigation of Stewart extended only to visiting his house to find no one at the door. According to the Huffington Post, police claimed they found a photo of Stewart dressed as a terrorist and wearing a suicide vest, a bomb in his closet, as well as evidence of child pornography. None of these accusations, when scrutinized, held up. Stewart argued he fired back in self-defense, unaware that he was shooting at law enforcement. Police disputed this charge, but Stewart ultimately committed suicide before a verdict in his case could be reached. Another case that drew criticism was a SWAT team drug raid in Salt Lake City, which mistakenly descended upon the home of a 76-year-old woman. They recently paid her $75,000 for that incident. And, you know, we know about Burleson County, Texas, where, like Mr. Stewart, the bad guy didn't know that was law enforcement coming in. He shot and killed one of them. And he's not going to be indicted. Utah needs to be the first of 50. You want to hear something utterly impotent and futile just to make some noise? Barack Obama, in his early college years, he attended Occidental College in Los Angeles before he transferred to Columbia University. And they decided, you know, they wanted to get a little press, so they decided to, they pledged to avoid investing in any company that manufactures what it deems military-style assault weapons and high-capacity ammunition magazines for sale to the general public. The only problem is they've never invested in one. They have never invested in one. The endowment of the liberal arts enclave currently has $0 invested in firms that make military-style assault weapons and high-capacity ammunition for the unwashed masses. Read that to mean semi-automatic weapons with the magazines they're designed to run. Christopher Calkins, the chairman of Occidental's Board of Trustees, has promised that the college will never buy stock in such companies. And this means nothing. It's not a change. It's like me walking around promising you I'll never have long hair when I shave my head every day. I've never had long hair. I don't think I can grow long hair. It'd look ridiculous if I tried. Politics professor Peter Dreyer told the LA Times as a statement of principle about the mission of higher education to be the voice of reason in a world with a lot of violence. If you're a professor and you're so educated, how come you know it's a lot less violence, at least around here? He added that such weapons in private hands pose a particular risk to these institutions. How do they pose any more of a risk to the... What poses a risk to your institutions is the absolute kill boxes that they are. That's what poses a risk. Not an inanimate object, prof. All right. We'll be back Monday to pick it up again. And between now and then, remember this, please, please, please. It's never been about gun control, ever. It's always been, it's always going to be about total control. On a Friday, this has been Lock and Load.